Forecasters say 2005 could be another record year for U.S. home sales. Rising real estate prices act like a magnet, drawing new money into the market. The glitch, only up to a point. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Wayne Franklin and his wife Kate bought their first condominium in San Diego not quite 2 years ago. Recently, they've been fixing up the place in preparation for putting it back on the market.
This is our guest bedroom, filled with tile and sinks, doubles as a little office.
The Franklins are confident they can sell the two-bedroom unit in a hip urban neighborhood for at least $420,000. That's $130,000 more than they paid for the condo just 2 years ago.
You know, when we first decided to own a place, we knew that the area had been appreciating about 15%, maybe 20% a year, and we didn't think it would keep going at 20% a year, and it definitely has. So it's worked out better than we thought.
Bankers have offered to lend the Franklins enough money to buy a single-family house costing $650,000. But Wayne Franklin is a little hesitant about going through with the deal for fear of the payments that would carry and how much house he could afford in this market, where even million-dollar homes are not uncommon.
I mean, a million-dollar home to me doesn't seem like anything. And a couple years ago, it was, you know, million-dollar homes are in Beverly Hills and Bel Air, and now it's the houses around me. You see an 800-square-foot house for $800,000, and it's crazy.
Of all the frothy housing markets, nervously eyed by Alan Greenspan, San Diego is the grande latte. Prices here have jumped nearly 140% in the last 5 years. John Caraval, who monitors real estate for San Diego-based DataQuick, says neither population growth, nor job trends, nor local incomes can explain that.
We're off into uncharted statistical territory. By most models, prices in San Diego are between 5 and 7% above where they should have maxed out. And then the question is, for the rest of the country and for San Diego in particular here, when this all plays out, how will it play out? You know, are we in a bubble where things will pop, or are we just nearing the end of a normal cycle where prices will flatten out and then the rest of the economy will catch up?
One thing is clear in San Diego and many other markets. People are investing far more money in housing than they were 5 years ago, not just as a way to put a roof over their heads, but as a way to make money. In a sense, many of us have become housing speculators, from the pension funds funneling money into mortgages and keeping interest rates low, to landlords snapping up rental properties, to individual homeowners like Wayne Franklin, who's already thinking about his next home's resale value. Caraval says it's not just happening in California.
There are indications that the rate of appreciation for homes all along the middle swath of America there will come up, not just because of things like job growth and in-migration, but because more and more people will be comfortable putting money into real estate and keeping it there.
For many people, real estate seems like a safer investment than, say, the stock market. But real estate conversations at cocktail parties are starting to sound a lot like tech stock conversations of 7 or 8 years ago. For veteran San Diego real estate investor Dick Knox, that's a sign the market is overheated.
They're on the end of it. They needed to start doing this 7 years ago. But people didn't have that foresight. I mean, when you see something explode and grow, then you jump in. You know, and it's like riding a skateboard. You ride it down to the bottom of the hill and you jump off. You know, our economy is going to slow down, and that's when you'll see the novice get weeded out.
San Diego's housing market has begun to slow down. Last month, prices were only 7.5% higher than they were a year ago. That's still not a bad return, but it's the first time in more than 5 years that appreciation has fallen into the single digits. Knox stopped buying houses in San Diego 2 years ago, figuring prices here were too high to make much additional profit. That hasn't stopped him, though, from investing in real estate elsewhere.
There's always a bull market in housing. Always. You may have to go to Arkansas to get it, or you may have to go to Wyoming. But somewhere, someone is building something at a good price.
These days, Knox is buying houses in Tucson, Arizona, which he thinks is still early on in its boom cycle. When he goes to visit his new Arizona properties, Knox says, he sees a lot of other Californians lining up to do the same. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.